In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Gospel for today, our Lord Jesus Christ shows his divine power by bringing back to life the only son of a widow. The Lord said, "Young man, arise." And the one who was dead came back to life. This is what really happened almost 2,000 years ago. But the Word of God, my brethren, is not simply a history book. Yes, it tells us of what happened in the past, but we should not think that the Holy Scriptures relate only to the past. That would be a mistake. St. Gregory the Great teaches that what once happened according to history happens every day in the mystery. Which means that what we read in the Holy Scriptures, even though it refers historically to the past, has to do spiritually, mysteriously, with the present. Almost 2,000 years ago, a widow was weeping over her son. And today, mysteriously, there is also a widow weeping. My brethren, the widow of the gospel represents spiritually the church, which can be called a widow because on this earth the church is in exile, far from her spouse, the Lord. And the son of the widow represents you and me. He represents all of us, children of the church, loved by her, each one as her only child. That widow in the gospel was weeping over her son who had died. And the church also weeps over her children who die. And here I speak in the mystery, spiritually. The church weeps over her children who die according to the Spirit, who experience the death of the soul caused by sin. Spiritual death is the privation of the grace of God, which is the life of the soul. And this is the worst death, the one to be feared the most, even more than the death of the body. Without grace, we are dead. And this spiritual death can happen either because of original sin or because of a mortal sin. And in each one of these cases, the church weeps. She weeps for her children, begging for the mercy of God. And her maternal cries are always heard by the Lord. And in this we can see the essential role of intercession that the church has before God in behalf of man. The church is necessary for man to be reconciled with God. And that's the reason why our Lord established the church, to continue his mission of salvation. It's up to the church to pray to God for man. And the ever efficacious intercessions of the church in behalf of men are the sacraments. In the gospel, we see that mother weeping over her dead child. And if we look at the seven sacraments of the church, we will see that there are two which are called sacraments of the dead. Not for those who are dead in their bodies, but for those who are dead in their souls. Two sacraments for those who are spiritually dead. Sacraments that can give life to the soul by bestowing what we call gratia sanctificans prima, or the first sanctifying grace, which is the grace that justifies, the grace that transforms a sinful man into a friend of God. We know that every man is born into this world without the grace of God. Because of the sin of Adam, what we call the original sin. In this way, every man is born spiritually dead. And the church weeps over him. She intercedes for him before the Lord in this sacrament that we call baptism. In this sacrament, the water flows over the body, but the power of God brings life to the soul, filling it with sanctifying grace. So baptism gives life, and we can say that it is our real birth, the spiritual birth of someone who had been born only in the flesh. Through baptism, we become children of God, brothers of Jesus Christ, and the temples of the Holy Ghost. The most holy Trinity dwells in us. So baptism is the first sacrament of the dead. But we know very well that we keep this infinite treasure of the grace of God in vases of clay. Vases which are fragile and can so easily break. In this life, no one is exempt from temptations, from dangerous occasions. Even the most holy people are not spared. My brethren, this life is a battle, a war against the enemies of our salvation. And in this war, we can get hurt. In this war, sometimes we can even die. And what I mean is that we can die spiritually by falling into a mortal sin, which brings death to the soul, making us lose the most precious treasure that we have. God. And it is the worst thing that can happen, the worst profanation that can take place, the profanation of the temple of our souls by sin. But our Lord, knowing that we could lose His grace, instituted a sacrament to forgive the mortal sins committed after baptism. In His infinite mercy, God prepared a remedy not only to the spiritual death of original sin, but also to the death caused by actual sin. And this remedy is the sacrament of confession, which is the second sacrament of the dead. In this way, a soul that received life in the sacrament of baptism, but who came to lose it by committing a mortal sin, can experience a spiritual resurrection and pass from death to life. Through the mediation of the Church, our Mother, through the ministry of the priest, the soul can return to life through the infusion of sanctifying grace. Confession is like a second baptism, which makes our souls beautiful again, whiter than snow. Confession, my brethren, is really a great, great gift from heaven. So even the greatest sinner, if he repents sincerely, can obtain forgiveness for all the crimes he may have committed by means of this sacrament. So we can say that our resurrection is in our hands. And what is asked of us is very simple: that we confess our sins to a priest with a humble and contrite heart and with the firm resolution not to sin again, avoiding anything that could lead us to sin. We know that the law of the Church obliges us to go to confession at least once a year. However, her wish is that we come often to this sacrament, as often as we may need. We don't need to wait for a mortal sin in order to come to confession. Whenever a sin bothers your heart, even if it's not a grave one, you can come with repentance and confidence to this tribunal of mercy in order to obtain the forgiveness of God. Yes, my brethren, the church is that mother who weeps over us so we may obtain salvation. So let us be very careful with the gift of spiritual life that we carry inside us, the gift of the grace of God. And if we have the misfortune to die spiritually, to fall into a mortal sin, let us run to the confessional in order to experience a powerful and spiritual resurrection. Let us not be ashamed to go to confession, because we have to be always ready to appear before God, having the white robe of His grace in us. Because it will be by this white robe that God will recognize His children and separate them from the others. The children of God, the ones who possess the gift of grace, will go to the kingdom that God has prepared for them from all eternity. And this will be eternal life. But the others, those who despise the grace of God and prefer the life of the flesh above the life of the spirit, they will go to everlasting fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels for all eternity. For all eternity. For all eternity. And this will be eternal death. See, says the Lord, I place before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose therefore life, that you may live forever. My brethren, we have to choose the side we want to be and act accordingly. Wake up, you who sleep. Arise from the dead. And let Christ be your light. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.